Yes, we were really lucky. I went in for an audition a few years ago, and the gal said, I'm not so interested in hearing you read, but what I would like to do is I want you to tell me how that chemistry was created. And I'm like, good God, I don't know. I think it's luck that that happened, you know?
We're talking with Vicki Lawrence about her show at the Palace Theater in Greensburg, a two-woman show. Now, the part where you're out on stage, not in character, talk about that. Are you singing songs? Are you telling stories, doing Q&A? What's the format like for that?
Well, I didn't do Q&A because Carol is famous for that.
Right.
But I did put my half of the show together autobiographically. I think I answer probably any question anybody would want to ask me. And, of course, if you've had one juggernaut of a hit, you have to sing the sucker, you know?
We do want to ask about the night the lights went out in Georgia. First of all, talk about the origins of how you got to be the one that recorded that, and did you expect it to be the radio smash that it would become?
Well, it was written by my first husband. It was, like, one of the only good things that came out of the whole dang marriage, but... He wrote that song, and he didn't like it. And I said, wait, what about Georgia? What's going on? He said, I hate that song. And I said, well, that song is a smash. And so I did the demo, and his producer tried to give it to everybody, but everybody said it was going to offend the entire southern half of the country. So his producer finally just threw up his hands one day and said, let's just go in the studio and do it with Vicki. So I sort of inherited that song because nobody else wanted it. I knew it was a hit. I was right. So consequently, it was the ultimate demise of an already doomed marriage. And I got a gold record, and I got the dog, and I got a divorce. So there you are.
I think you made out well on that. You've done other TV shows as well through the years, guest appearances on like Laverne and Shirley and Major Dad, Roseanne, you name it. Any one of those that stood out to you was maybe your favorite to just you know, being able to just kick back and be a guest character?
Oh, a guest character. Gosh. I don't know. Nothing was as fun as the Burnett Show. I mean, it's always fun to go do other shows, but Carol was very specific about how she wanted a show to run, and she always calls it playing in the sandbox. And you should be having a good time, and not all shows do that. But that's what I learned, and that's the way I think showbiz should be. It should be a good time.
Well, Vicki, you're bringing us
It should be what you think it is, that we get paid for playing dress-up.
Well, you're bringing us a good time. You'll be back at the Palace Theater. You've been there before, just a couple years ago, if I remember correctly.
I have been there several times.
Yeah.
I hope there are people left in Greensburg that haven't seen it yet.
What are your thoughts about Western Pennsylvania when you think about us, or do you have any memories through the years, the most vivid memory of being in the Pittsburgh area?
Oh, I have some very good friends that moved there, and it's kind of interesting. They were Hollywood folk, and they wanted to move out of L.A., and so they picked their 12 dream spots, and they spent 2 weeks in every one of those cities, and they ended up picking Pittsburgh.
Ooh. Did they ever say why? And I'm curious why. Who do we beat out, Paris or
well? Well, I'm sure. I mean, it's pretty. It's culturally diverse. It's I mean, there's nothing prettier than Pennsylvania in the fall. My God.
Oh.
And quieter. I think they wanted a little quieter life.
Yeah.
A little less chaotic than L.A.
Well, Vicki, a couple more things. Anything else you got in the pipeline after this tour? Will we see you on any other shows? Do you have any books coming out, or what else are you working on?
Well, I do need to write a book because a lot happens when you get older. And I would like to remind people that it needs to be fun or else you're going to slit your wrist. So I do need to write that book. Other than that, I am on season 2 of Palm Royale, which I'm very excited about. It's on Apple TV.
Mm.
Called Palm Royale. It's a bunch of wealthy Southern women in this sort of, I don't know, they're just sort of, you know, it's like a country club almost. And they're all crazy. And the director, writer, producer called Carol, apparently, and said, I have a really good part in season 2 that I would love to ask Vicki to do. Would that be okay with you? And she said, okay. She said, yes, call her. So, I mean, it was really fun to work with Carol after so many years. And I mean, I see her all the time, but we haven't worked together in years.
Aww.
So that was really fun. And that it's going to season two will start sometime in November, I believe.
I'm sure you give her a little bit of mama attitude. I can just feel that. Vicki, set up one more time. You're coming to the Palace Theater, Greensburg, September 14th. What else do you want people to know who are looking to come to the show or haven't bought their ticket yet?
Oh, just that we're going to have 90 minutes of fun and laughing and good stories. And I think people are, I mean, I find since the pandemic, I've never gotten so much fan mail. I think people are just sort of kind of wanting the good old days a little bit. So in that respect, I guess it's kind of a throwback to an easier time.
Okay, well, we're looking forward very much to having you here. Thank you so much for spending time with us here on the Beaver County Radio Morning Show.
Well, thank you all. It was lovely to talk to you.
All right. Keep up the great work.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that was, I mean, we all grew up watching. I mean, at least our age, we did. I mean, it was classic. One of my favorites ever, and I don't think she was in that scene, was when Harvey Korman, remember when he was stuck on the doorknob and the door would keep open and close? Remember that one?
Yeah.
That was a funny one.
And they would do the Gone with the Wind spoofs, and that was always fun. So, interesting trivia, Carol Burnett was the very first person to headline what was then the Mellon Arena in Pittsburgh, the Civic Arena. She went on at a very young age as a comedian. They opened the dome and everything in 1962 or 3. She was the very first.
Oh, wow. That's
I asked her about that once. Were you scared? She goes, yeah, I was scared.
That's awesome. So, all right. Well, we're going to hear from where you're probably going to need to go after you're done seeing Vicki Lawrence because your back's going to be hurting from laughing so hard.
Nice.
So head down and see our friend Del Reckless.
Well done.